Portions of the following program were pre-recorded.
AM 570, an LA sports icon.
Fred Rogan is here tonight.
Decades on your television covering Los Angeles sports.
Fred Rogan, huge in Los Angeles.
The Dean.
I'm the Dean.
Fred Rogan.
Weekdays before Petros and Money.
A USC All-American.
USC's Rodney Peet.
An NFL quarterback.
Absolutely perfectly delivered by Rodney
Peet.
Available on the iHeartRadio app or on AM570LASports.com.
This is Rogan and Rodney.
Okay, Fred Rogan and Rodney Peet on AM 570 LA Sports. Just joining us. Good afternoon. Actually, we've been here for an hour. We started early today because of the events of last night and the historic value of them. Both the Dodgers and the Lakers making enormous deals. The Dodgers getting Max Scherzer and Trey Turner from Washington. Physicals pending. Trade deadline is 1 o'clock. We will be on the air at the end of the trade deadline. We'll see what else happens. Craig Kimbrell, the reliever from the Cubs, that the Dodgers were interested in, has gone to the White Sox. So we know that. But deals are still being worked right now, and we'll have that 1 o'clock when the trade deadline is complete. Also, later on this hour, we'll take more of your calls. We did it in hour one. Everybody talked about the Dodgers. Later this hour, we'll open it up. You'll be able to talk about the Laker trade, or if you want to talk about the Dodger deal, that's fine, too. Lakers made a major move. They gave everybody up that could play except Talen Horton-Tucker and Alex Caruso. And in return, they get Russell Westbrook from Washington. Joining us now, our insider from The Athletic. He's with us all during the basketball season, Bill Oram. And Bill, good afternoon to you.
Hey, guys, what's going on?
Well, you know, what's going on with you? You actually have to do something.
What are you trying to say? Bill doesn't do anything?
Well, I'm saying he's had a little time off here.
But they sure eased me right back in, right? Yeah. You know, spent a couple weeks with the family, got out of town, spent some time on the water. First day back on the job, a minor transaction for Russell Westbrook.
Yeah, is this a good move for the Lakers?
I don't know. I don't know the answer. I'm not as out on it though as a lot of people seem to be with the idea that, like, I know Russell Westbrook has flaws in his game. He's obviously a terrible 3-point shooter. And in some ways, I think, you know, ever since Kevin Durant left Oklahoma City, Russell Westbrook has become more of a caricature of himself, where the scowls have become more intense and more frequent. He's kind of gone more crazy in pursuit of the triple double over all else. But remember when he was playing with Kevin Durant, that team, you know, came close to winning the title on two separate occasions. You know, when they went to the finals in 2012 or whichever year that was, and then. Not 2012, but then the year that they took the Warriors to seven games in the Western Conference Finals and probably should have won that series. I mean, Russell Westbrook is a player you can win with. And I think one thing we know about LeBron James and Anthony Davis is, especially LeBron, is, you know, players adapt to him. They want to fit in alongside of him. And Russell Westbrook at 32 years old, fourth team in four seasons, has been traded around the league, you know, probably recognizes that this is his best opportunity to win a championship and be a starting point guard on a championship team. And so do I think he's going to be throwing up as many, as many threes and bricking threes at the same rate? No, I think he's probably going to play to his strengths and the strengths of this roster. And, you know, obviously he's a great creator, a great downhill player, amazing in transition, just like LeBron. The Lakers are going to have to be a team that run, but we've seen that from them. That's how they won the championship 2 years ago. They need to put shooters on this team. They need to find, you know, value on the open market. That's easier said than done. Rob Pelinka has a lot of work ahead of him, but I don't think that just in a vacuum adding Russell Westbrook is the disaster that, you know, I've heard some people worry that it is.
Yeah, see, I agree with that. I don't think it's a disaster either. I think they'll superstars and players of that caliber will figure it out and find a way to play with each other, especially when you're dealing with LeBron. As you mentioned, players have adapted to LeBron. Just look at the history. I mean, Dwayne Wade in Miami adapted to LeBron. Chris Bosh adapted to LeBron. It wasn't the other way around where LeBron had to adapt to those guys. So I think, and he wouldn't be here. He wouldn't be here, right, Bill, if LeBron didn't sign off on it. So I just think that he can bring a certain element to this team. There's going to be an attitude to this team. There's going to be another layer of toughness to this team. That being said, everybody said they should go out and get a shooter, and they didn't get a shooter.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, it's kind of a, yeah, I believe it can work, but they still need to go add another piece, right?
Well, and it's so much harder to do now because, like, whatever flexibility you had to get a shooter, you know, went out in that trade. You know, you could, you know, there was obviously the thought that they were close to a deal for Buddy Hield, and you know, Buddy Hield obviously would have immediately addressed that, you know, that shooting concern, at least, you know, at one position. And you would have held on to Kentavious Caldwell-Pope, who's a decent three-point shooter. But, you know, there are options out there. There are free agents. There are veteran free agents who are career three-point shooters. J.J. Redick is a free agent. Trevor Ariza is a free agent. Wayne Ellington's a free agent. The Lakers are going to have their mid-level exception of around $5.5 million, and they're going to have minimum contracts. And the opportunity to come play, I think the Lakers are banking on the belief that the opportunity to play with LeBron, Anthony Davis, and now Russell Westbrook, I mean, three tremendous playmakers, by the way, who are going to find open shooters, is going to be enough to entice some of those guys, not just to come to LA, but maybe in some cases to take a little less money than they might get somewhere else because there's the opportunity to get to win a championship. And so that's what, you know, the Lakers are banking on. They're going to have to be able to fill out the roster with quality pieces. They can't miss on those low end targets, like they kind of did last year. You know, Marc Gasol, Wesley Matthews, those guys did not live up to the expectations that they came into the year with. When, you know, you remember the celebration that was on after the Lakers got Wesley Matthews for $3 million, Marc Gasol on a minimum contract, and, you know, Montrezl Harrell for the mid-level exception, and none of those deals really ended up paying the dividends that people expected. Now, the irony of that is Wesley Matthews is a guy the Lakers probably need to work pretty hard to bring back. He seemed to find his rhythm in the second half of the season. He's a guy who, you know, is a great two-way player. He started most of his career, and, you know, I think ultimately things ended on pretty good terms with him and the Lakers. He said he wanted to come back. I would expect, you know, him to probably, you know, come back on whether it's a minimum or a little bit over a minimum, which the Lakers be able to offer him, to come back and take another run at it. And that's a guy who really helps.
I look at it like this. Rob Pelinka obviously had some things to do after last season because there were some missteps, although everybody thought he was a genius when he made the moves. Okay. So everybody in Miami must acknowledge that they were wrong, and so was he. You go out and you get Russell Westbrook. Now this is it. Westbrook, four teams in 4 years. These are your guys. And LeBron's getting older. And Westbrook will get older. And hopefully AD will stay healthy. You got to win now. Because if you don't, now you've got AD and Russell Westbrook as LeBron continues to age. I really think... And I admire and give them credit for going for it. We're all in, and you have to respect that. But, Bill, this has got to work, because if this doesn't work, I don't think they win the following year.
I agree with you, Fred. I mean, this is kind of the last major move the Lakers had to make. You know, they went all in. And I wrote this today in my story at The Athletic. If you ever wondered what all in really looks like, this is it. The Lakers traded virtually every last tradable asset they have. They traded their first round pick. They traded, you know, their tradable contracts in Kuzma and KCP. And now they have, you know, $120+ million in cap space locked up for next season in three players, 130 in 2 years. So you're not going to have, you know, a lot of options to go get another big fish if Russell Westbrook doesn't work. So I think that we now know what the major pieces of the remainder of LeBron James's championship window with the Lakers is, you know, or at least certainly his current contract, which goes through 2023. This is it. You know, this is the group, and, you know, whatever else Rob Pelinka does around the fringes, and, you know, he's, you know, had some success obviously with guys like Dwight Howard and Rajon Rondo, you know, on budget team friendly deals in the past, but. In terms of the big horses of what this Lakers team is going to look like, it's this three, because, you know, Russell Westbrook does have a player option for the second year, the last year of his contract, but it pays him $44 million. And I just have a really hard time seeing him opting out of that kind of deal. So I think you've got to look at this as a 2-year package. It's the rest of LeBron's committed tenure in LA. And you're right, it has to work. I mean, this is really kind of the last big swing I feel like Rob Pelinka had to make. And if it doesn't work, there's no more, you know, pick your cliche. There's no more cards left to play, no more chips to push in. There's no more There's no more balls to hit at the driving range.
Keep it coming.
You're all done. I don't have any more. I was hoping you were interrupting me to change the subject and say, Bill, enough with these trite cliches. But no, I'm out of them.
You know, if you think about this, though, Bill, just listening to you, so basically what the Lakers have done is they got LeBron, mm-hmm. and then to surround him with guys he wants, they traded everything for two guys. All the players to New Orleans and the picks, and now all of the players to Washington and the pick. That's it. They got LeBron, and they traded every single thing they have to get two more guys. That's it. That's the Lakers. And now...
Well, and it also...
Go ahead.
It speaks to a great belief in that you can win as long as you have a healthy LeBron, a healthy AD, and now a healthy Russell Westbrook. That it doesn't really matter. Not that you don't value who comes in, but that you can win with a rotating cast of players around them. It's not important who the sixth man on this team is. It's not important who the tenth man is. But you can fill out a roster of 1-year deals every summer as long as you've got that big three to be the center of everything. And it speaks to an incredible confidence in those three. But you also have to remember, you're dealing with a few guys who've got kind of checkered health histories now. I mean, obviously Anthony Davis has had his string of issues. Russell Westbrook also, and LeBron's 36 and has had, you know, his two most significant injuries over the last 3 years. But you know what? If LeBron James isn't healthy, it doesn't matter who you bring in. It doesn't matter if you bring in, short of Kevin Durant, it doesn't really matter who you're putting on the floor with them. The Lakers aren't going to win if LeBron isn't healthy. So this gives the Lakers a chance to, a chance to be right there at the end of the season, and that's really all you can ask for. But they need health from these three guys. I mean, there's a risk associated with it. We saw what happens when you don't have health last season. The Lakers, went meekly out of the postseason. But if they can stay healthy, you know, they believe that they can put a championship caliber supporting cast around these three superstars.
Bill, it's been reported that Russell Westbrook is going to adjust his game. And at mm-hmm. this age and the success, obviously not a championship success, but he's had success, obviously triple doubles, playing at a high level. First of all, do you think that he can adjust his game at the age that he is? And is he going to be a willing participant to do that?
Well, I think that obviously that's part of what, you know, the Lakers and maybe more to the point, LeBron James and Anthony Davis needed to hear to sign off on him coming is, you know, and everybody kind of is going to have to adjust their games. You know, Jovan Buha, who works with me at The Athletic, reported that, Anthony Davis is open to playing much more center this year, and LeBron shifting to the four so they can get more shooters on the floor at the guard spots with Russell Westbrook. Russell Westbrook's going to have to play. I don't know why I keep calling him Russell Westbrook. It's just one of those names you always say the full name. Like, it's either Russ or Russell Westbrook. There is no, like, just Westbrook. Russ is going to have to adjust his game, too. I mean, he's going to have to play off ball more because that's where LeBron thrives, you know, being a ball-dominant player. And, you know, that's why, you know, conceptually, Dennis Schroeder works so well because he was a guy who could initiate the offense. He could be the primary ball handler. But also could spot up and theoretically knock down some threes. Now that didn't always work out, but to me, I mean, Westbrook's going to have to figure out how to be successful playing off the ball. And if it's not by, if it's not as a 3-point shooter, which has never been his game, maybe it's as a secondary drive and kick option. He's going to need to find ways to be effective when the ball isn't in his hands because that's how teams have basically schemed him off the floor in the playoffs. And by the way, that includes the Lakers. You know, Russell Westbrook was completely ineffective in that series, that second round series in 2020 in the bubble. The Lakers just took the ball out of his hands and dared Westbrook to shoot threes. And they won that series easily. And Russ was a total non-factor. And then he got, traded to Washington shortly after that. So it's, there's definitely some issues to work out, but and Frank Vogel's got his, got his plate full yet again, another new group to figure out, and it's pretty massive changes for the Lakers yet again. I mean, there is no continuity from year to year with this group, and that speaks to the pressure the Lakers feel to take advantage of LeBron's window, the urgency, and you know, but also to the pressure, I think, that the front office feels from having LeBron James. When you have LeBron James, there is no tweaking of something that didn't work. You've got to go back to the drawing board and you reconceive what it's going to take to win. I mean, that's at least what the behavior of the Lakers front office indicates, that, you know, wholesale changes are the way to get the results you need.
Okay, so left is Tucker, Caruso, McKinney, Gasol. Who of that group is coming back?
Well, I mean, you know, I think that the big ones that you're talking about there are going to be Caruso and Horton Tucker. They're both free agents. Horton Tucker is a restricted free agent, meaning he can go get an offer sheet from another team, and the Lakers have an opportunity to match. Caruso's an unrestricted free agent. You know, the Lakers have the ability to sign those guys. They can give those guys market value, whereas they can't take that same money and go spend it on, you know, a free agent elsewhere like Otto Porter. They can't give Otto Porter the $10 million they can give Talen Horton Tucker under the rules of the salary cap. So to me, it makes sense to do what it takes to bring back Caruso and Horton Tucker. They've been in the system. They've been in the program. They're familiar with LeBron. Horton Tucker has, you know, a lot of upside and is going to only get better. The problem is, I think he's going to probably have a little bit of a bidding war among suitors, and the Lakers could just get priced out of it where it doesn't make sense for them to go up to $18, $20 million for him. Caruso, I think, is, you know, I have a hard time seeing him leaving. I think that, you know, he's earned his raise from the Lakers. You know, he's kind of cut his teeth with the Lakers. There's an interest in bringing him back. I think, you know, he makes a ton of sense. The problem with both those guys, though, and we've talked about this, they're not real three-point threats. You know, Caruso got better, but Horton Tucker is not a three-point shooter. And it's just interesting that your next two big moves are going to be retain two players who don't help address your three-point shooting woes.
Yeah.
But you don't really have much choice. I mean, those are guys who help you, who are comfortable in the program. If you can bring them back, you bring them back, even if it throws you further into the, which it will, obviously, much deeper into the luxury tax. I mean, you're trying to build a championship team, and, you know, you kind of assume the costs that come with that. McKinney, I think, is a team option or a player option. You know, again, the Lakers have so many roster spots to fill out. They have 11 open roster spots. To me, you know, McKinney was a good end-of-the-bench guy last year. He has some experience. I don't see any reason not to bring him back. Gasol is the interesting one, though. He was, you know, he's under contract, but it's a very, very small deal, a couple million dollars. I could really see a scenario where the Lakers, you know, maybe use him in a small trade for another player, or find some other way just to set him free, because I don't think that that was a relationship that ended particularly well last year. I think the Andre Drummond acquisition ended up hurting him. And, you know, I don't know how much of a fit he's going to end up being for the Lakers, especially if Anthony Davis is planning on playing, a bulk of his minutes at center. If he's starting at center, is Marc Gasol coming off the bench to play backup minutes, you know, alongside LeBron? I'm not entirely sure what the fit is for him anymore. You know, I think that that's just maybe an experiment that went awry, and the best situation would be for Marc to end up elsewhere. But again, there's a lot of roster spots to fill, and I don't think you want to start throwing away useful pieces if you can't replace them for the same or better value on the minimum market.
What about the forgotten man, Dennis Schroeder?
That's an interesting one. I mean, you know, he's, you know, it's, you go back to whenever the trade deadline was. My calendar, my internal clock is all messed up. I think that was in March. You know, when the Lakers came close to making the trade for Kyle Lowry, you know, that was because Schroeder was not willing to commit long term to the Lakers for what they could offer. And he kept saying he wanted to come back, but he wanted it to be fair. There were reports that he wanted, you know, a 4-year contract of north of $100 million. And in this point guard market, I do not think he's going to get that. There's not enough money to go around, and the Lakers obviously no longer have a need for him. So it may behoove them to work with him on a sign and trade for, you know, who knows who. I mean, another shooter. I mean, the Buddy Hield thing, I suppose, could still have legs if the Kings wanted Schroeder, but you know, that is not a position of need for them. So to me, you know, I think there is a strong possibility here that Schroeder, who doesn't really owe the Lakers anything in this situation, may just end up walking. But obviously, no real need for Dennis Schroeder as a scoring point guard at this point, particularly in the price point that he was commanding. So it's going to be really interesting to see what happens with him. But I think as we reflect on his year with the Lakers, it's pretty apparent that he overplayed his hand, turning down a 4-year, $84 million contract extension that was available to him. Would have made him the Lakers' starting point guard for this next era or this continuance of this era, turned that down. And, now maybe, the odd man out with Russell Westbrook coming in.
All right, final question. The DeMar DeRozan, I'll take less to play for the Lakers. If he would come in for the mid-level exception, something like that, is that a good fit?
I would take DeMar DeRozan for $5 million. I think, we get back to the issue of, he's always been a really hesitant three-point shooter. There have been times in his career where he has embraced the three-point shot. I think his last year in Toronto, he shot 5 threes a game, and it completely changed him as a player. Then he went back to San Antonio and embraced his strengths and stopped shooting threes. I just don't think you turn down DeMar DeRozan for $5 million. That said, DeMar DeRozan can do so much better on the open market. He's a perennial all-star. It would be fascinating to see. You still want somebody who can shoot a three-pointer, but DeMar DeRozan is, one of the purest scorers in the game, and I think that kind of fits into what, Rodney was saying earlier. You get the talent in the door and you figure it out. On paper, yes, I would have concerns about how it all fits together, but you get the pieces in place and then you figure it out. I mean, you're trying to, like you guys said, you're trying to take advantage of this one shot at it or this 1 or 2 year window you have. Why not? For $5 million, if I can get a guy in DeMar DeRozan who, is capable of leading the NBA and scoring when he's the main man, bring him in and try to make it work.
All right. Bill, we appreciate you coming on. Now get back to work. Your off season is over.
Thanks for reminding me.
All right.
But thanks for having me on, guys.
Thanks, Bill. Appreciate it. Next stop on the Petros and Money Summer Tour is next Friday at Golden Road Brewing in Anaheim, starting at 3. It features prizes, including suite tickets to see the Dodgers and Angels at Dodger Stadium, a $500 gift card, and more. Our participating pubs offer a happy hour on weekdays. Check the website for each pub's offering and enjoy a weekday brew with your friends. Okay, and we next week, Rodney, will be giving away tickets to the Dodgers-Astros game.
Oh, yeah. Bring your trash cans.
That's right. And I think Scherzer's going to go Tuesday. I think.
He's Tuesday gonna... or Wednesday, one of those what, days.
Wednesday?
Yeah, okay. I'm not sure, but he's going.
Yeah, oh, yeah. I know people in my house said, I want to be there.
I know.
And I said, you know what? I'll be doing the Olympic show. I'll be doing another edition of the Olympic Zone at 4:30. You guys knock yourself out. All right, so now what is our plan? We've talked Dodgers for an hour.
Yes.
And now we've done Lakers.
Yes.
We've heard from Dodger fans.
Yes.
What do you want to do?
Let's hear from them both, Dodgers and Lakers. What do you want to talk about? Both of you. Call in.
Okay, so that's how we're going to handle it. We just had Bill Orem on, and we broke down the entire Laker trade and basically broke down what the Lakers have to do. In hour one, we talked about the Dodgers and what they have to do and how that's going to shake out. So now, if you're a Laker or a Dodger fan,
come on with it.
We want to hear from you. 866-987-2570. All right, is Russell Westbrook a good fit for the Lakers? Forget the name game. Is he a good fit for the Lakers? And then on the other side, you have Max Scherzer and Trey Turner joining the Dodgers. That puts them in a position to win the World Series once again. You can't do any more than Andrew Friedman has done. What do you think of both?
Bringing you LA's best sports talk weekdays, noon to 3.
Rogan and Rodney.
Oh, yeah. Hot summer, yeah. Ronnie, what you got here? You went into the vault, Ronnie. You went into the vault and got a little Prince. Wow. New music from the vault. Prince Rogers Nelson, purple one. I love it. Rest in peace. Roddy Pete, Fred Rogan on a Friday. A lot of action. Feels like I'm in the casino, Fred. I love the action. I love the action, baby.
Oh, yeah.
Come on.
What's happening? So if you're just joining us, we jumped on at 11 this morning because it was such a big night. where both the Dodgers and Lakers made major deals. Hour one, we talked about the Dodgers. This hour, we talked about the Lakers. Now we want to hear from you. You can talk about either deal and how you think it affects the team and if you liked it or not. 866-987-2570. Let's go Randy in Riverside. Randy, thanks for holding. Go ahead.
What's up, Fred? What's up, Rodney?
What's going on?
Thanks for taking my call. Hey, for one, I like the trade because I'm tired of seeing the ball in LeBron's hands. I don't have a problem with it, but if you notice last year, he would try to pass the ball, and they would pass it right back to him. With Westbrook, you don't have to worry about that. And it's going to and let LeBron go down to the post. Let him use his big, broad shoulders. Let him, you know, let him get off the wing where he's going to be hurt more. Taylor Horton Tucker is an improvement to Kyle Kuzma.
Hang tight. Let's not bring up Taylor Horton Tucker. We don't know if he's going to be there. He's a restricted free agent. Somebody wants to pay him a lot of money. I'm not saying the Lakers can match it. I mean, they can only spend so much, too. They basically committed their entire salary to three guys.
Wow, you stopped it like it was already done, Fred, like you heard some breaking news
but
or something like that.
No, what I'm saying is I get what you're doing, Randy.
But he's here now.
Yeah, but
he's not
here.
Gone yet, Fred.
He's not gone yet.
So let Randy finish his thought.
No, Randy, you can't. Don't include him, Randy.
Oh, why? He's still on the team?
Yeah, but we don't know if he'll be on the team.
Oh,
you got to base it.
We don't know if Caruso's going to be on the team.
I agree.
We don't know if AD's going to get hurt. We don't know a lot of things, Fred. Come on.
Randy, I think what you got to do is base this on three guys.
Randy, I'm with you, man. Don't listen to Fred. You called in. Do your thing.
All right, Randy, go ahead and finish, Randy. Fine. Okay. Rodney's going to do that.
If that's the case, isn't Dennis Schroeder still on the team, too?
Yeah, but he'll be gone.
Okay, well, same difference.
Yeah, no, I hear what you're saying. I'm just saying I think it's best now to base it on three guys. That's what you have. Forget everybody else. You got three guys.
I'm tired of seeing guards destroy us. Point guards on the other team have destroyed the Lakers. These last couple of years, at least now, we got somebody that can, you know, that can minimize that or get back what we lose with these other guards that just kill us.
Randy, thanks for the call. Yeah, Laker fans, you know, and you can sit here and try to forecast and project, as Randy did, what the lineup's going to be. Don't do that. You have three players. Does that work? Everybody else is a nice person that you want to see do well. But as Bill Oram said, you got three guys. And then fill in a rest. Are those three guys enough if they have the right fill in guys?
So we can't talk about Caruso or Taylor and Tucker or Dennis Schroeder or anybody else.
No, because we don't know if they're going to be there.
Are they there now?
Yeah, but they're not planning on. You know what? They're probably.
AD got hurt last year.
Yeah.
Can we count on him?
Well, he's signed. He's there.
Yeah, but he got hurt.
Yeah, no, he's there. So. No, you have three guys on the Lakers, they have three players.
Can't plan on it.
Every night when they go out there, they have three guys and whoever else shows up. That's how the team's going to be built. It has to be. They spend all the money. They have three guys and whoever else shows up, whoever else is out there. Don't get excited about anybody else because we don't know who anybody else
Terrible
is going
to
be.
Terrible way to look at it, Fred.
But
Until it happens, it is what it is right now. So let's deal with what it is right now. Don't let's speculate. Why are you speculating?
Just keeping it real, Rodney. You know I spit truth. I think everybody knows that. I spit truth. Okay, let's go. Vanessa in Garden Grove. Hello, Vanessa. Now you want to talk about the Dodgers.
Yes, I'm sorry I missed you guys first hour, but so hyped. Like, Dodger Nation, Padres, Giants, we're coming for you. I think that Andrew Freeman deserves a bobblehead night after what he pulled off. You know, everyone's saying the Dodgers buy rings. No, like, we are legit. I am so hyped. The only thing I'm worried is about AJ and Chris Taylor. Like, they're too hot right now to be sat down.
Yep.
What, you know, but then you got Turner. He's hot. So I guess my only question to you guys is what's going to happen? What are your thoughts?
Appreciate the call, Vanessa.
Well, I don't think you take them out of the lineup, A.J. Pollock and Chris Taylor. I think they'll find a way to be in the lineup, and Dave Roberts will make sure that they are because you don't take out guys that are playing the way they're playing. Turner's going to be a great addition to this team. He's going to add so much speed to this team that I believe one of the downside or down parts of this team is the lack of speed or lack of aggressiveness on the bases, and he's going to bring that to them. But I don't foresee them diminishing the roles of Chris Taylor or A.J. Pollock in the very near future at all.
Okay, Ruben, your turn, and you want to talk LeBron, Russell Westbrook, and the Lakers. Go ahead.
Yeah, what's going on, fellas? I don't know about this because LeBron needs the ball. He wants the ball. So how's he going to feel when Russ is shooting them game winners, taking the light from him?
Well, let's not assume he's going to shoot game winners. He doesn't every time hit the game winner. So he might be shooting a shot.
Boy, you're a half-empty guy. But nobody hits all the game winners. Nobody hits all game winners, Fred.
LeBron's going to shoot the final shot.
No, not always. LeBron has been criticized for not taking the last shot.
LeBron is going to have the ball in his hands for the final shot. Now, what he does with the ball is up to LeBron. But he's going to have the ball in his hands.
And then you have the issue of average Davis and his glass legs trying to play center.
Okay.
Come on.
All right. Thank you, Ruben. Thank you.
You call him average Davis?
Yeah, average Davis and his glass legs. I didn't realize his legs were made of glass.
I've never heard of average Davis.
No, that was a new one. Okay, let's go. Zach in Long Beach, go ahead.
I don't care. I love it. What an unbelievably exciting trade deadline, boys. Hope you guys are having a great day.
Yes.
What's up? What's up, boys?
What's happening? Zach.
Oh, nothing much. Just delivering
right on,
out
Zach.
Here.
Right on, Zach. Do your thing.
Yes, sir. The main thing that is so good about this trade with the Dodgers is it's going to take the media's attention to those three for a little bit. And because let's be real, guys, hasn't there been some bad attention from the media with the Dodgers in the past 2 months with our missing, guy in the rotation? I just think it put a dent in the clubhouse, and it's going to, replace that hole and make everybody's vibes a little bit better in there. And, Vasse mentioned earlier, Turner's speed from first to third is elite. And how about him covering range and on defense? Speed kills. And Danny Duffy had a pretty solid start to the year.
Yep.
He'll be back in a few weeks. And Scherzer's a Hall of Famer. Experience is a big thing for me, and all three of those guys have it in the playoffs. So this is just a wonderful, wonderful day for L.A. And Laker fans, don't be too, riled up about Russell Westbrook, okay? Yes, he could be a little bit crazy, but I think LeBron's going to get his head straight in those, clutch critical moments. Boys, have a good rest of the day.
Thanks, Zach.
Listen,
appreciate it.
I do, too. The more I think about it, I think it's going to be a very interesting year for the Lakers and Russell Westbrook. With all the negative attention that he has gotten over the years, ball-centric, too much of this, too much of that, I think he's going to shock a lot of people. Laker fans are going to fall in love with his hustle.
Yep.
And the way he plays the game. So I think it's going to be great. On the Dodgers side, remember Ned. Ned would always say, this time of year, you better have somebody walking through those doors to get you, get you fired up. You're waiting to see who walks through those doors. Well, they got Max Scherzer and Trey Turner walking through those doors. And you know what that does for guys like Corey Seager, guys like Mookie Betts? It's like, oh, okay, I'm a little bad. Let's go. I can't wait to get back healthy to play with those guys. Let's go win this thing again. So it fires that whole clubhouse when you got guys like that joining your team.
Side of the break. And then next hour, we'll continue on and recap everything that we've learned today. Stay with us.
Bringing you LA's best sports talk weekdays, noon to 3.
Rogan and Rodney.
Papa was a rolling stone, but now I got rolling stones in the bezel.
Ice.
Mama at home all alone, hustling, trying to keep this shit together.
Mama.
Young smoking on gas, I'm living too fast.
Yeah.
My foot on the pedal.
Woo.
If I go back to the past,
Rodney Pete, Fred Roden. Rogan.
Whatever you want to call
whatever
me.
It is.
It's fine.
I'm sorry, I got caught up in Amigos performing for me right now on a Friday, Fred. I got thrown off a little bit.
No problem.
It's all good, though. It's a happy Friday.
Chris Bryant, Cubs third baseman, went to the Giants.
Cubs no longer.
That's a nice pickup for them.
That is a nice pickup for the Giants.
Yeah.
He can still play.
Yeah, he can. Farhan trying to get it. I mean, he's trying to keep him in first place up there.
Farhan's done a great job.
Yeah, he has.
You know, you don't like it that he's doing it in our division, Fred, but he's doing a great job with the Giants.
He really is. All right, so the trade deadline is, well, it's basically in 45 seconds. So when we hit back after the break, we should know all of the trades in Major League Baseball. Of course, we've discussed Scherzer and Trey Turner, Danny Duffy coming to the Dodgers. And in the NBA, we've hit on Russell Westbrook being traded to the Lakers. Let's finish the calls. We appreciate you holding. Mike and Cerritos, go ahead.
Hi, good afternoon, gentlemen. Yeah, I just want to say that, first of all, I like Russell Westbrook, but I think we got the wrong wizard. I think we should have tried to get Bradley Beal. Now we lost all of our assets. I just think Westbrook is a little out of control. He takes ill-advised shots. Before anybody says anything, I've been a fan since Eddie Jones and Nick Van Exel. But I think this is a first-round exit.
All right. Appreciate the call, Mike. Thanks so much. See, I'm not thinking for the Lakers it's a first-round exit. I mean, if those three guys are healthy, and you're just going to surround them with whoever you can find, really.
Now you throw a shooter in there with them, good shooter. I mean, look, even like a J.J. Redick, who I still think can still shoot. You're not asking him to do a whole lot like you may have asked him 10 years ago. But you throw a shooter and a couple shooters on the court with those three guys.
Yeah.
That's a pretty formidable five guys on the court.
Yeah. I agree.
Athletic, run the floor, space the floor, and you just need a shooter in there. I mean, you're going to get penetration kicks from LeBron and Russell Westbrook. I mean, you're going to pick your poison.
Yeah, you are.
All you need is really one guy that can knock down some shots.
Yeah. Well, we'll find out if they can find that guy. Tony in Hollywood, go ahead.
What's up, fellas? I love this trade for the Lakers. Despite what people say about Westbrook, he's played he can go ahead and play with big-time stars. I mean, him and KD really should have won that title in a couple years back when they choked away that 3-1 lead to Golden State, and KD was primarily the reason. And even last year, you see what he did with Bradley Beal, revitalizing that, you know, bottom-of-the-barrel franchise. Him and Bradley Beal were, I think, the best two duo second half of the year when they recovered from COVID, and so Wizards got hot. So he can play with other superstars, and he's shown that repeatedly. And we know he's a highly active player. He's like Giannis. He never gives up, always hair on fire, both ends of the court. So when AD or LeBron taking a breather, we don't have to worry about blowing big leads all the time. But one thing, guys, I want to take umbrage with you is we have to get depth. I would love to have DeRozan. If the money's right, he'd be perfect. I think the Lakers can win the title with him. He's that deadly mid-range shooter.
Tony, thanks for the call. We do appreciate that. All right, and now a Dodger note. For those of you that said, well, the Dodger trade is not official. They said it wasn't official. It's not finalized. It's official.
Who said that?
Oh, yesterday. Well, it's not finalized. It's not done yet. It's done. The Dodgers have announced the trade. So Max Scherzer.
Tell our girl Julie. Julie, it's done.
Yeah, it's done.
Julie, yeah.
Everybody relax.
Yep.
The Dodger deal is done. The Laker deal is done. You know, what's been done is a good thing for the fans in Los Angeles.
Technically, the Laker deal is not done.
It's got to be announced, right, when free agency begins.
Things can still move around. Maybe they trade Schroeder, they get another team involved. Eric Pincus wrote about that this morning. So, it's not...
Yeah, but I'm saying Westbrook is going to be here.
Essentially, yes.
Yeah, that's done.
Okay.
At least I'm saying it's done, so it's done.
Well, if Fred says it, you're the dean, so...
Damn right.
I'm the dean.